Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Bowens moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowens scores. Seaborn moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Seaborn scores. Lau moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Adair reaches second base with a double. Lau scores. Brandt scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Seal now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair scores. Powell moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. George Smith now playing second base. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Cash moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Cash scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Orioles. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowens hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter pinch hits for Johnny Seal. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Orioles. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Willie Horton now playing right field. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Roman pinch hits for Norm Cash. Bill Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lau fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Roman now playing first base. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haddix for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Roman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny McLain pinch runs for Al Kaline. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Roman, and towards Smith, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Bowens moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. Bowens moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. It's 10-4, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Roman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman is 0-for-1 in the game. Roman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.